Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer. I am your host only for today, Apostle Keelan Leger, filling in for Prophetess Williams. And I'd also like to thank God for the woman of God also being on with me today. Apostle Barbara Thomas, how are you?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Keelan.
I'm blessed. On today, people of God, we're going to talk about dysfunctional connections, and this could not be more of a God-ordained topic because it's very, very important, especially as people of God, that we examine the type of connections we have, especially in this season. It's imperative because connections can be a difference between blessings and curses. So, Apostle, if you don't mind, can you begin us off with dysfunctional connections?
Well, those are those connections that sometimes are put together of our own flesh and carnality. And there are connections that, instead of bringing an increase or anything to the lives of the people, they cause a lot of times hurts, pain, wounds, and different things. These are connections that were not ordained by God. And anytime you have something that's not ordained by God and it tries to come together, there's going to be some kind of dysfunction in that connection. It's going to cause a lot of things to begin to go forth. What I'm finding in this hour is there are people that are connected to people that don't necessarily want a relationship with the person, but want to be connected because of some ulterior motive or some other reason that they're trying to connect to that person. When you have connections like that where there's no relationship, then there's going to be some dysfunction in it. You know, chaos, confusion, and different things will certainly show up in any relationship that is not built on a commitment or accountability dimension. And so this is what we're having. This is why we have so much dysfunction among even leadership and those that they are supposed to be covering spiritually, is because many times who they have a connection with is not a God connection, but a attachment that has come along because they see an opportunity with that person that's going to help them to get to a platform or some other kind of need that they need met in their life. So with that going on in this day and hour, we're seeing a whole lot of discord now taking place with leaders and those that they're supposed to be leading, because the relationship is not built on the ability, it's not built on them having a connection or assignment together. It's just there for ulterior selfish motives.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Apostle. Now, what I want to ask, what I want to get into the first part of this is illegal connections, because that's
right.
very important to discuss. Illegal connections, and the reason why I say that is because there are connections we know, Apostle, are not biblical, and we know they are
right.
not lawful in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But we still make a decision to do them. Apostle, why
right.
is that so dangerous, even though you completely disobey it being unlawful and ungodly? How dangerous is that in this season?
It's very dangerous because you're connecting to somebody that can be detrimental to your destiny and your purpose, especially if you're connected to someone that doesn't have the grace or the authority to speak into your life or to give you any kind of impartation of wisdom or knowledge or experience. The danger of that is many of the people now are walking in confusion because they have connected to someone illegally that did not even know who they were. They didn't understand their identity. They didn't know why they were called. They don't know anything connecting to this person. They just see a body counted as a number that I can use to say how many people
mm-hmm.
is connected to me. And it causes the person never to get to their full potential because that person doesn't have the spiritual experience that is necessary for the call or the dimension of whatever God has called them to do with the, you know, the walk in life. So with that happening now in the body of Christ, we're seeing a whole lot of people that they're doing stuff, but really what they're doing, Apostle, is just really wandering in the spirit. There's no stability
mm-hmm.
spiritually with those persons because they don't have somebody that has the grace to discipline, correct, to train or teach them. And so it leaves them as an illegal vessel in the body of Christ because they never come to the full identity of who they are because the person that they're connected to has no clue or understanding of what it's going to take to get them to where they need to go. So now, you know, the people need to make certain that whoever they are even attached to, as well as the leaders,
mm-hmm.
instead of collecting bodies, they need to be making sure that these are assignments. That because I said this, and I think I said it earlier on Facebook, that everybody is not graced to receive the words that come out of my mouth. Everybody's not graced
come on.
To receive the dimension of anointing that I walk in when it comes to teaching and training. Everybody's not graced to do that. And so I know that I'm not called to everybody. And this is where, as leaders, many times we get in trouble. And then not only do we get in trouble, but the people that connect to us get in trouble because they're not connecting to us because we are the ones that have what is necessary to get them the destiny. But a lot of times they just connect them because they see maybe we're popular or they
yep.
you know, felt something when they came around us. And just because you feel something don't mean it's God. You understand what I'm saying? Don't mean that that's
come
a
on
connection.
Now.
People have a tendency to say, I feel something in my spirit. Well, that's where the whole problem comes in at, because you're feeling it in your spirit rather than allowing the spirit of God that's in you to discern whether this is someone that's
mm-hmm.
connected to your mandate or your destiny. And so it's very detrimental right now. And this is why we got all these people running around here, just running around in a cycle right now because they have connected to somebody that did not have the grace. They didn't have the grace to help them. And so many of the people now are wondering. And now many of them, Apostle, are finding out that what they thought they were supposed to be walking in is not what God had called them to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if
yes,
they connect
ma'am.
To somebody that don't know their identity and don't know who they are, then that person is going to give them the wrong training. Can I say that? They're going to give them the wrong
mm-hmm.
training, and they're going to give them the wrong teaching. And they're going to be taught something that's out of their element spiritually, which in turn causes them to be a shipwreck, a train wreck, and a turbulence in the
Lord.
Body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very detrimental.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, the next one I want to get into, Apostle, and this one is where all of us leaders fall short sometimes. Mercy connections. And when I mean mercy, I don't mean extended mercy. I mean mercy as far as we holding on to people, not because that what they can do for us, but we hold on to them because we scared if we leave, they're going to fall apart. I've seen, Apostle, in a lot of situations lately, and I've been noticing this with leaders, they hold on to people who they constantly had to babysit. Don't get me wrong. For a season, some people, in order for them to get to where they need to get, you have to pay a little bit more attention to them. And you have to deposit more in them than you might have to in certain other people inside of the group. But what I'm noticing is people are holding on to people beyond the time that they were authorized to in order to say that they have a connection with that person, that that person is staying on the straight and narrow. Apostle, what is the issue that a leader has when they want to overextend God's mercy for people who don't need it?
Well, I find out too, man of God, there's a fear there that they feel like they have failed the person if the person doesn't get, you understand what I'm saying, to where they need
to. Yes,
ma'am. Or they feel like the person, I can say that from experience, and I can tell you it can cost you something because both of y'all are going to start getting agitated with each other of the person because they're not supposed to be there, and then you become agitated because you don't no longer want to deal with them. And so those mercy connections are those connections where you feel, you know, where people try to make you feel like if you let them go, you know, they're not going to survive or they're not going to make it, you know, or they try to give you a guilt to make you feel guilty. If you, you know, want to disconnect from them, they try to bring a guilt upon you to make you feel guilty about it, to make you feel guilty about, you know, wanting to extend yourself less in their lives. And so we'll hang on to people. Because, you know, they'll use the excuse, well, you know, I can't make it, or, you know, or they play the sympathy cards with us by crying wolf about things. You know what I'm saying? I'm depressed, I commit suicide and everything. And the other thing is when people say they come to us for help and they don't really want it, they just want to connect to us. And they'll put up a pretense of having problems. But some of them do have some issues now. But they'll put that pretense up of deliverance, but that's not really what they want. They want you to come in agreement with their affliction, be it, you know, mentally or emotionally. They want you to come in agreement. I can say that for a fact because I'm dealing with a situation right now that once the person realized that they couldn't get me to agree with their affliction, then they wanted to attack me, you know what I'm saying, because now I'm a witch and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, in this day and hour, you know, I'm very careful right now about who I allow to connect to me for real, because I saw the person and I saw that they could have potential if they could get delivered, I did allow them to stay longer than I should when I recognized the fact that they wasn't really trying to get their deliverance. They just wanted me to come in agreement with their affliction. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like,
yes, ma'am.
You know, sometimes us as leaders, we have to be careful because the one word God told me was my compassion was going to kill me. Now, I understand exactly what he's saying now after dealing with this situation, that I understand exactly. Can't nobody have to tell me no more. You know, compassion almost gets thrown out the window now. Everything is spiritual. But we as leaders, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves in a vulnerable position with people in their affliction because of the fact, like I said, they'll try to make you feel guilty for not for them still being in their affliction, and they'll try to make you. So we'll hold on to them, like I said, because sometimes we don't want to seem like we was a failure to that person. And so we'll hold on to them while they play the game. You understand what I'm saying? While they play the game, we still hold on.
Yes.
And then sometimes God, if they gave us a check in our spirit that this is a person, even before we really connect, that we, you know, just leave that one alone. This is a, you know, this is a falsified cry for really help. This is just a person that uses what they have been through as leverage to get leaders to just, you know, attach to them and everything. So we have to be careful as leaders. That's one thing that I'm seeing concerning the individual that I'm having to deal with, the aftermath of not of allowing them to stay too long.
Because
you know, once people realize that you're onto them, then the real them begins to really come out.
Oh,
all
say
the
truth.
Stuff really begins to show up. So, you know, all of his stuff has showed up at this moment. But it's because they stayed too long. They stayed too long.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's some good information there.
I know.
That's
I
some
know
very
you know
good.
That. If you ain't dealt with it yet, you will.
Oh, I have, Apostle. I have, and I learned the hard way.
Yes, it's a hard lesson. It really is a hard lesson. And especially when you see somebody that, like I said, that has potential. You see the potential. You see where God can really use them. But, you know, and then you keep on trying to work with that part. But then there come a time you got to face the reality of that person's true self. You see what I'm saying? And recognize the fact that sometimes they don't want to live. They just want you to play into their emotional game.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Apostle. Now, the last one I want to get into is financial connections. I was telling my wife about a year ago, I said, there's no way that we could be representing the kingdom. And we live in paycheck to paycheck and being busted and disgusting. And when we traced the problem was where we was laying our money, Apostle. Sometimes you got to watch what you sow. And I don't mean just actually physically going to a church and plant a seed. Sometimes you got to watch what you sow because not everybody has the same spiritual outlook financially that you might have because, you know, we're Second Corinthians type people. We believe in tithing. We believe in offering. We believe in all that. But some Christians, Apostle, they have a cursed mentality about finances. And it's very, very, very important that you watch your connections when it comes down to finances because that can determine how God will bless you in the future. So, Apostle, have you seen it recently around you where people's mindset about finances is just jacked up?
Yeah, I mean, very much so, especially now since the Lord is really dealing with me about the kingdom provisional sources, the wealth of the, you know, the kingdom, and really dealing with it and talking to people to get them out of that kind of mindset. Man, like pulling teeth, they don't want to come out the gum. I'm telling you, it's a hard thing. And when even when you say financial connections, you got to watch also too those that only connect to you because they see you as financial gain for themselves. You know, you got to watch that too. As you
say
know, because some people, even in our ministries, I don't know if you have experienced it yet, but there are some people that only come to the ministry because they know that you walk in a certain dimension of increase, and they'll connect to you to drain the ministry. You know what I'm saying? You have to watch them too.
Oh, yes.
But you also, like you said, have to watch where you sow your seed. And that's a hard lesson for us to learn, because sometimes, you know, we're sowing and we're not sowing into good ground. And what I mean by that, you know, just because it's a church don't mean it's good ground. See what I'm saying?
Come on now.
Sowing into hands that are unclean many times is what we're doing. We're sowing into the unclean hands of individuals a lot of time. So we have to be careful that where we're sowing and what we're sowing is given in the right ground that God has commanded us to give into, and that the ground that mm-hmm. we're given to is walking in a righteous state. And not only that, not just righteous, but like you said, the mindset ground is with a person that don't believe in prosperity and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these people are preaching against prosperity. There's not nothing wrong with being prosperous.
Yes, Lord.
Because when I look through the word of the Lord, his chosen, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was not broke. They was not poor. They was not poor. They had provisional sources. Come on. And this is what we need to understand. The kingdom of God needs provisional sources. And so in order for the resources to continue to abide in the kingdom, we need people that are going to be kingdom givers. And this is where people right now, the body of Christ, is so upset, because we're telling them, you have to give. You can't expect to get a harvest and you ain't never planted nothing in a field. Come on. And so, you know, but what
come
I'm
on,
seeing
now.
Also, man of God, is apostle, is a lot of people, you know, they're being, a lot of the leaders are being drained, even personally, through members
mm-hmm.
that connect with them, because they're looking for someone to pay their bills and different things.
Come
and
on.
Then when you don't do it, then you're known as the evil pastor. Or the evil because you're not pouring out to them. Now, the one problem I have, and I begin to talk to God about that, I said, now, I got too many people that are pulling out, but they're not putting in. See what I'm saying? They're not putting anything mm-hmm. into the ground of the vision. They're not putting anything in there, but they're steadily pulling from the vision. See what I'm saying? And so, which in turn, the Lord spoke
mm-hmm.
to me the other day, and he told me, he said, if you keep on giving out to people that have no ability to give in, your resources are going to be depleted, and you're not going to have any kind of way to really catch up, because you don't have people that are putting in anything. He said the majority, he said, so either teach them economic principles or you have to leave them in the lower bar that they're in. Because other than that, the vision will never go into a productive state. See what I'm saying? As long as unproductive people, as long as you have unproductive people, they are pulling from it. Because if they're unproductive and they're just eating up all the fruit and they never have any seeds so something can be replanted, it ain't up. And you're going to be depleted. And then the ministry goes through a struggle. And you go through a struggle
mm-hmm.
because not only do you deplete the ministry, if the ministry don't have it, most of the time as leaders, we're going in our personal pocket.
Say that, Apostle.
So those financial connections, you know, they can drain you, ruin
mm-hmm.
you, and make you broke. They can bring you to a financial ruin. You know what I'm saying? Not being funny, but
mm-hmm.
it's the truth anyhow.
Yes,
I ain't
going
to take that back now. Because the Lord dealt with me about that. He said, if you keep on giving into the hands of people that you keep on trying to give into the hands of people that are unproductive, then you'll never have anything to produce.
Lord.
If they're going to eat the fruit, they need to have some seeds to put back in the ground.
Come on now.
So he's really dealing about that.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. That's good. People of God, I hope y'all were blessed. because I was definitely blessed myself by this particular topic. And listen, we'll be back on next Monday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle, thank you so much. Love you.
I bless you.
And we'll talk soon. Everybody have a blessed week.
All right. God bless. You too. Bye-bye.